Happy Wednesday to you, and welcome back to the Drivecast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint, do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. Sorry we're a little bit out of order this week, but as some of you probably already know, I had a little bit of a health scare recently, and so so grateful for all your kind cards and letters and the ways that you've ministered to our family, and just grateful for the good prognosis for the future, and glad to be back at it. For us, this past week at Lewis Center, we because we were a week behind, we talked about singleness, which is what our other campuses had probably talked about the week prior. And so we really just talked about how the reality that Paul gives us in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 is that both singleness and marriage are both biblical and good. That he's not saying one is better than the other when he says things like, I wish you all were as I currently am, meaning that, you know, hoping and wishing for their status to be single. What he's trying to say is that singleness is a valid option that should be considered. We're all born into this world single. That's kind of our default relationship status whenever we come into the world. And so Paul is saying it's worth it to consider that remaining single for the sake of the mission. Obviously, Jesus, our founder, was single. He said no to marriage and no to romance. In a culture that we look at today, and we kind of idolize romance. We, we look at all the ending of every Disney movie is always the same, and the two characters get married, and it's happily ever after. And we just kind of idolize that. And the reality is that God created Adam as a single man in the Garden of Eden, right? All the other animals, male and female, he created at the same time. But Adam, he didn't. And I think he did that intentionally to show us that our primary relationship as human beings is with our Heavenly Father. Our primary relationship is with our Creator, not with another human being. Now, there's nothing wrong with wanting to be in a relationship. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be married, as long as we consider those things in light of both our relationship with God and we consider the mission and how those relationships will affect one another. So what we talked about is this whole reality that walking with God is the ideal life, that it's not a status as being single or being married. Some of us would romanticize being single as not having responsibilities that we have to adhere to and other people and those kinds of things. Some of us, where Paul says singleness is a gift, we would use the metaphor maybe that singleness is a curse, right? That because maybe you want to be, or we want to be in relationship with someone else. But Paul calls it a gift, but it's a gift to the mission. It's not that he is living this life without responsibilities. As a matter of fact, he has a heightened responsibility, maybe the greatest Christian who ever lived, obviously outside of our founder, outside of Jesus. Paul chose to be single for the sake of the mission. But where that leaves us and lands us is that verse 35, chapter 7, he says, I'm saying this for your undivided devotion, your devotion to the Lord. So in other words, what he's really calling us to is an undivided heart. So I'm going to pray that into our day-to-day, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray that alongside of me, okay? Father, we do pray. Your word says, the psalmist, give me an undivided heart. And so, Lord, I pray that for us. I pray that our heart is first yours before we give it to anyone else, before we do that in a dating relationship, in an adult relationship, that, God, our heart is first woven to yours, and that, God, you would mold it and shape it into something that is useful for your eternal kingdom. We're grateful for earthly relationships, but, God, we don't want those to be primary. We don't want to idolize those. God, we want to make you the main thing in our hearts. I pray that'll be true of us today. Now you take the opportunity to pray.